Dr. William Bright has died at the age of 81. His one driving passion was to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to every living person on earth. He founded Campus Crusade for Christ more than 50 years ago, a small ministry on a university campus. Now it's a worldwide evangelical organization which reaches 191 countries with a staff of thousands. In 1996, after he won the prestigious Templeton Prize for Progress in Religion, Bill Bright said on this program that his goal was to help bring our nation back to its spiritual roots through fasting and prayer.
We believe, as the Bible teaches, if we teach people basic truths in such a way they will teach others who will teach others who will teach others, we become a part of a spiritual multiplication process that can have a revolutionary impact upon society. And frankly, that's what's happened worldwide.
Joining us now to talk about the legacy of Bill Bright is Michael Cromarty. He directs the Evangelical Studies Project at the Ethics and Public Policy Center here in Washington. Welcome.
Thank you, Melissa.
I've seen Bill Bright describe himself as a happy pagan up until he found religion. What happened then?
Well, at that time, I think that what happened to Dr. Bill Bright was that he became a Christian. And in the Christian language and theological doctrinal terms, he had a born-again experience. And from there, he felt that it had changed his life to such a degree that what he needed to do is tell others how their lives could be changed also. And so it became his passion when he founded Campus Crusade to let everyone in the world know this message, which he found to be good news.
And how did he decide to start focusing on campuses?
Well, I think he had a ministry at UCLA, and he felt like that he wanted to help train future generations, and that it was through the young people of the world and through college campuses that he could have an impact on the world. And so he began out at UCLA, and then from there, Campus Crusade not only went throughout America, but it went throughout the world.
Dr. Bright was very well known for the booklet that he wrote in 1956, Four Spiritual Laws, which I've been looking through. Very short. First law, law number one, God loves you and offers a wonderful plan for your life. What were these four spiritual laws
about?
See,
what Dr. Bright was trying to do with the four spiritual laws was to take a very important theological concept about the way God reconciles people to himself and reduce it down to four principles, four laws. God loves you. You're a sinner. God has provided a way for you to be reconciled to God, and the result of that will you become a new person and a new creation. Dr. Bright was not without his critics, as you can imagine, for having taken a deeply rich theological tradition and reduced it to four simple laws. And the four laws were used to win a lot of people to the Christian faith because it crystallized what Dr. Bright felt was the core essentials of the Christian gospel.
There was a point at which evangelicals became very politicized, decided that the way to get the message across was partly through legislation. Dr. Bright didn't take that path. In fact, on this program, he said, education is not going to help us. It's part of the problem. The political system is not going to help us. That, too, is part of the problem.
Yes, as the conservative Christian community in the late 70s and early 80s became involved in politics, Bill Bright, while he was very politically conservative himself, never let Campus Crusade become a political organization. He never allowed his staff to become involved in politics. And he himself was never on television talking about the importance of Supreme Court justices or the importance of the next election. He wanted the world to change one person at a time.
I've read something that the Reverend Billy Graham said of Dr. Bright. He said he carried a burden on his heart as few men that I've ever known.
That's, of course, a very wise comment by Dr. Graham, because Bill Bright wanted the whole world to know the news that he felt changed his own life. And he did have the burden, as Billy Graham points out there, that everybody should hear this news and make a decision, pro or con, for the Christian message. And so the burden of his life was to share that message with as many people throughout the world that he could.
Michael Cromarty, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.
Michael Cromarty with the Evangelical Studies Project at the Ethics and Public Policy Center in Washington, remembering the life and work of Dr. William Bright, who died Saturday at the age of 81.